Hi everyone, welcome back to Our Hollywood. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Kim.
Look how fancy we are today.
Oh my god.
We're like so professional
today. The audio is going to be so good.
Yeah. Like, we can whisper and you can hear us.
I know. Every time you and Gracia do it on Besties, it like sends shivers down my spine. Like, it's like weird.
I have to start. Okay.
Especially when you guys sing. Oh my gosh.
Because we sing so good. Okay.
It's better than I thought. I thought it was like a pre-recorded like sound, but you guys do it.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
You guys
thing?
Do it live. Yeah.
Anyway, so today we have a fun episode. I needed to get my life. I don't know why I was feeling so frazzled with like the past couple of episodes. So I was like, let's do a fun one.
I think because you described it as you're not a scheduler.
Oh yeah,
like you're the tech guy. I'm iCarly and you're Freddy.
Okay. Oh yeah. I hate doing the scheduling. It literally stresses me out. And when people give me like numbers, like just I don't get. They're like the 23rd. I'm like, I don't know what that means. You know? I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, so today.
And that's why I want to be a producer, because yeah. I enjoy scheduling.
Oh my god, speaking
things.
Of, you like the way they like watching The Voice just from like how they produce it is so interesting.
And just for context, Daniel saw The Voice yesterday.
Yeah.
He went to a recording of it.
I'll do a story time once the episode comes out.
Yeah. Oh my god, we both have been to so many recordings and premieres and stuff like that. And I feel like that's interesting. And I feel like I feel like it's if you are in LA or like you go to school near LA, that's like a great way to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Especially cuz it's like free. Usually you just have to pay for like parking or, you know, gas and stuff like that, which is like
sometimes they feed you.
Yeah, sometimes.
They fed us at The Voice. I was like,
oh my god, oh my gosh.
And they have a deterrent. I had this delicious tofu wrap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, also, they had us in a parking lot for like 3 hours.
It wasn't pizza. Wow.
Yeah, no.
Because usually it's just like pizza.
No, it was. So, like, for the meat eaters, there was two different sandwich options. Mm-hmm. And then for the NBA wasn't for that. And then and then for the vegetarians, it was like a tofu wrap. And it was really good.
Oh,
and
wow. Like chips and like water. Okay, they got a budget.
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's, and it's universal. Well, yeah, because sometimes these recordings go on for so long
and you're like miserable.
Yeah,
you're so miserable.
See, I'm glad they fed you, because I went to a food show recording.
A food show?
Yeah.
And like a food, like a what
cooking
show was
show.
It
was like a, I think it was Gordon, I think it was MasterChef Celebrity.
Oh my god,
or something like
I
that
would die.
Like when they're cooking against each other.
That's yeah.
Okay. And they were cooking food, so like we could like smell the food and
no.
everything. And then nothing. We got no food and we just had to sit the entire time. And there was like there wasn't even like, you know how usually there's a warm-up guy to like keep the audience entertained or something? There was not even that, I don't think. It was crazy. Yeah, and like we just kept on having to clap, and it was such a long day. Like I low-key forgot that this happened until you said that you
really?
Went to The Voice, because it was on Universal.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I can ever go to that one again.
I wouldn't even risk it, because the smell of meat makes me want to die.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But also like the warm-up guy sat next to me at The Voice.
Oh really?
So he was talking to me the entire time. I was
aww.
Like,
was he nice though, or she?
Yeah, he was nice, but I just like it was just a bit much.
Yeah.
Because The Voice was 3 hours.
Okay, let's come. Did you have you ever been to a sitcom, taping?
No.
I went to Mom. Which was, with Allison Janney and Anna Faris. This was before Anna Faris left. And I really like the novelty of it. I don't know.
Sitcom seems to be
know?
So fun, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, Big Bang Theory. Have you ever seen the set like that? Like how the sets are like right next to each other. It was like that.
That's so cool.
And it was like.
Wait, so if they're filming a scene in like the kitchen and you're like in front of the living room, can you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's like tiered seating. Okay. And it's air conditioned, which is very nice. And it's just like, I feel like that's like a classic recording that I feel like everybody should experience. And like,
yeah.
Also, like, I think to some extent they were just shooting some scenes just for us, just so we can like see. And like, I was just fully enthralled by how that worked, because I think working on a sitcom is like so interesting.
Yeah.
And like it does become like kind of efficient in a way. Like it felt like very smooth.
Yeah, The Voice, the most organized like of any of these events that I've ever been to, which like I guess makes sense because they do it like every week.
Yeah,
but like,
and they've been doing it, how many seasons are they on?
21.
21 seasons?
Yeah, literally. Well, I can't. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. But like, oh, for example, gosh, a certain like
late 20, night, but it hasn't been on for 21 years.
No. They like, do like two seasons a year.
Sometime, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like okay, the people that work there are secured.
No, yeah.
They're secured.
Because it's not going to stop anytime soon.
No.
And honestly, like, I think seeing it in person is so much more fun. Because, like, for example, a certain late night talk show host, I think watching it on TV is, like, a lot more fun than watching it in person.
No, watching the clips on YouTube.
Yeah. Not even having to watch the monologue. No. Because I would just.
Yeah.
Like, when every time, like, I've gone a couple times and it's just not.
I understand the history of the monologue because it's like their origins or like their stand-up comics and stuff. Yeah. But it's like, I feel like the monologue is just for the older people watching.
And some of them are like so, like Lily Singh. I know she has a talk show or
not
whatever.
Not anymore.
Oh my God. They canceled
it. Got canceled a while ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lily.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. She like revitalized her YouTube channel. She's doing that.
Oh,
now.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Well, then I think Drew Barrymore, one of the girlies, they like don't do the monologue. They like sing. And I was like, oh, it's Kelly Clarkson. It's not Drew Barrymore.
Oh my God. She sings? She like sings. A cover?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that why she sang Driver's License?
Yeah, probably.
Because somebody asked Olivia Rodrigo like how she felt about Kelly Clarkson covering it. And I was like, when the hell did Kelly Clarkson cover Driver's License?
I think that's
because
like.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like in her own spin. And Kelly, also, the Kelly Clarkson show shoots on Universal. So she's just on Universal like all day probably.
She's in her bag.
Yeah, she is. She probably has a parking spot.
Oh, yeah.
Like designated, like this is Kelly.
Oh gosh, I love Kelly Clarkson.
I do, yeah.
I feel like she's just like a joy.
She, yeah.
To talk
she's
to.
She's so funny.
Every time I see her clips on like TikTok or YouTube or something, she's always like falling out of her seat because she's laughing so hard.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like if any other talk show host, Jimmy Fallon, does that. I'm just kidding.
It seems not genuine.
It seems like they're just like playing it up because they're a comedian, but because Kelly Clarkson's like a singer, it's just kind of like.
It feels more natural.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Drew Barrymore's talk show. I wonder how that.
I haven't either.
Because I like her, but like,
I feel like they're very opposite vibes, Kelly Clarkson. Because Kelly Clarkson's like, I feel like very high energy, and Drew Barrymore gives me very much peaceful, like nurturing.
I do know because I follow her on Instagram. I know she does a thing where she like promotes like small businesses on the show. Like she's like, these are my products of the week.
Oh my gosh,
it's like a mom talk show host. It seems like.
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking because I was like, I don't think anybody our age watches the Drew Barrymore show. But I love that for her.
I love that for her, too.
Oh, my gosh. I want to do an episode on Drew Barrymore because she has such a... Oh, my God. No, I wanted to do an episode on Comeback Kids. Did I ever put that on the
no,
list?
No, you didn't. But I'm down for both.
Because, like, that... Her and then... I guess Winona Ryder has, like, a later kind of comeback story. Mm-hmm. Like, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
like,
my God,
I just
yes.
think those people are so interesting. And there's so many celebrities that have done that.
There's someone on the document. Oh.
Oh.
I'm going to add these to the bottom. I'll add them later. Drew Barrymore. Come back, kids. I was going to say something about Drew Barrymore, but I forgot.
I love her. Maybe she's my favorite actress. Because, okay.
Oh, so, yeah. We need to explain what we're doing today.
So today we're doing like a movie tag, and I took some questions from... I made up like maybe three. Okay. And
which
then
well, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And then I took some questions from like a TikTok people. I don't know if they're TikTokers. But they like made like movie tags on, you know, like remember like how tags were popular on YouTube?
I love tags. Those were my favorite.
Like boyfriend tag or like
BFF tag.
BFF tag or stuff like that. Disco papaya. And I love that.
And then Tana would do like the ex-boyfriend tag. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Disco Papaya and Film Friend. Thank you so much for your contributions to our podcast.
Unwilling contributions.
we didn't ask.
Yeah.
It's okay. We give credit.
Yeah, we
beforehand.
Did. I also don't think it's like.
I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, it's really not. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing today. But before we get into that.
Did you watch anything this week?
Let me check my letterbox.
Oh, you watched
the
Suicide
White Lotus.
Squad.
Oh, so I don't have much to say. I like Suicide Squad.
Was it better than the first one that they're trying to erase from the universe?
Yeah, but they like at least like a lot of the characters from the first one are in this one.
Yeah, but they got recast, like, right?
No, it's Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang, and Rick Flagg. They were all in the first. Oh, and Amanda Waller.
But Rick Flagg wasn't.
No, he
the
was
same
still
guy.
Him. Yeah, it is. He just
That's
looks
the same guy.
Completely
oh,
different.
Oh, because the haircut.
And they shave his face and he doesn't look like
a
scary military man.
Will make
yeah.
like somebody.
And he's like outfit. They just like someone said the himbofication of
yeah, yeah. That's what they said. Because like last movie, he was like super militarized, and
he was just an awful character.
Yeah, well, because his whole character revolved around
the girly.
Yeah. The girly, yeah.
What was her name? I don't know. Cara Delevingne.
I'm very happy for John Cena.
Have you seen it? Did you watch it?
No, not yet.
Okay, I won't say anything then, because I was the first 15 minutes. I was like, huh.
The fact that he's on the poster makes me think that he's gonna last a John little Cena? Bit longer. Because you know how, like, Suicide Squad, it's in the name. Like, a lot of the characters die.
He has a TV show. He's going to get an HBO Max show.
Oh, period.
That character, yeah.
Okay, so he lives throughout the movie.
Sure.
Oh. Okay. Honestly, yeah, that doesn't mean he lives, like...
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It's Black Widow. Like, we... Yeah. Anyways, he seems so excited to be, like, a superhero.
He really does.
He literally showed up to the red carpet in his... costume,
and he would wear it during all the press junkets. Like, also, like, I know I talked about this on Besties, but like, it's different audiences, so it's fine. Because I'm just turning into a John Cena stan account. He like has the most hours for Make a Wish ever. He has like, he's in the Guinness World Record for that. God, John Cena,
he just
love
seems
you.
Like a decent guy.
Yeah,
you know, like I used to watch. He used to.
Where this is so it going? Stupid.
I used to watch Total Bellas on E! News, which is like a exactly WWE. Yeah, yeah. You can know. If you know, you know. I don't want to really explain it. But basically, it's WWE girls, and these ones were twins, and they're in the WWE. One of them was dating John Cena, and they gave him such a bad edit. They made him look so cold at times. Like. Because I think what I gather the main storyline was that he didn't want to have kids, and that was like her whole thing. Was like she was okay with it at first, and then she like changed her mind. But I think he just had a kid with his new girly. Yeah. Ooh. So like, but I like mean, people the change, thing, though. Yeah. The thing is like we don't know everything because like reality shows are very cut, especially like it's obviously gonna favor the person that the show is about rather than. The person that she's in a relationship with. But I thought that was so weird because, and it made me not like John Cena for a little bit, but then like he started doing like, he did like Blockers, and he started doing like more comic, like movies and stuff, and so I would like watch interviews, and I'm like, he seems like a joy, like why, what is happening? Maybe he was just like so deeply unhappy in that relationship, it just like maybe made him a little cold. But like, I don't know. I'm glad to see John Cena thriving. And both of them are thriving now. Like, she married somebody else and she has a baby.
Good
and
for them.
They're like, I hope it's not love, but like just like contentment. Like, there's no animosity between them.
I hope so.
But, you know. Yeah. I like John Cena too.
Did we talk all about that because you have a Suicide Squad ad on your computer?
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. That's exactly what it is. Oh, I just want to give my Love Island nugget.
Okay.
I'm not gonna like
did
go
you see
too
what I sent
deep.
You? Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie got James Gunn the water bottle from Love Island because they're like stands, I guess.
I want one so bad. That's so funny. I want one so bad. It's like $40 though.
40?
Yeah. Well, these ones are nicer. You can get them on Etsy for like probably like 25, but like
they're the official ones.
Yeah.
But they don't look like they can hold that much water. I would finish that in 2 seconds.
Yeah, they're not like practical at all. Anyways, Love Island, I've only watched the US season this year. I'm going to catch up on the UK season after the US finishes because this is the last week for the US version.
Okay.
It's just so bad because like it was so good in the beginning because usually I think it was like more well received than the UK version this year, but I think they flip-flopped. So the US version, it was good in the first half and then it just went bland, and then the UK version was bland at first, and I think now like the drama is getting kind of like good. But the reason why I think the Love Island US version kind of like failed a little bit was because the two people that were like the not shit starters but like the biggest personalities, you know, the ones that kind of carried it on the back, you know, they got the most screen time and everything. One of them, she was in a couple and the guy, his sister passed away. So they had to leave to get, and she left with him because like they were like their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then Cash was like the darling of like the season, and she got voted off because the guy that she was in a couple with chose somebody else, and everybody hates him. But I love how she handled it. I've been watching like interviews with her after, and she's like, honestly, like I don't know, like I don't want everybody to like hate on him, because like it was his choice. Like And that's totally fair. Like, I told everybody, like, you need to play by your own heart. And, like, don't, like, it's hard not to take other people into consideration. But, like, you know. And she was just saying, like, it was my time. And honestly, yeah. It was. Like, they were holding on for dear life. And, like, now the people that are left, like, you can tell who's getting, like, the good at it and who's getting the shit at really? It. Like, it's like you can tell who the producers want to
really
win.
Really scrambling at this point?
I feel like, yeah. Mm. And it's kind of, like, sad. But, like, honestly, like, this last episode I watched, came out last night. They got to meet each other's families, but they could only do it through, like, Zoom. Mm. And there was this one girl who's been there since the entire time, Olivia. And, like, I didn't really love her too much because, like, I feel like we didn't, like, really get to see a lot of her personality. It wasn't anything that she did. I think it was just, like, kind of the edit.
Yeah.
And then she talked to her mom, and they just had, like, a really deep conversation. And, like, the mom was just like, you are deserving of love, and, like, I know you came into this, like, a little broken, but, like, I'm so glad that you, like, found somebody that you, like, want to, like, kind of, I think they're kind of alluding that they, like, wanted to, like, have a life together, but they didn't, like, outright say it. And then, like, she started crying, and, like, I was just like, oh, I could, like, feel, like, that she was, like, hurt when yeah. she came in here. And, like, seeing her, like, I was like, okay, that made me like her a lot more.
Okay.
So we love Olivia now. I was like, I didn't hate her. I was just like, like, whatever. But I could, like, kind of resonate with that, like, not feeling deserving of love.
Okay, yeah.
And she was like, I knew I was always deserving, but, like, knowing it and then feeling it and, like,
yeah.
experiencing it is, like, two different things. And I was like, ooh, okay. I was like, yeah, Olivia, you're right. And, like, I started crying with her. I was like, oh, I felt that through the screen. And, like, I feel like whenever people have those moments on reality TV, it's just kind of like, like, not to be rude, but it's just like you don't feel like the emotion, like, so
they don't
deep
feel genuine
it.
A lot
yes,
of the time.
But that that's what I mean. Like, it just kind of feels like, oh, like, they're just crying.
Yeah,
because, like, obviously, like, that's kind of where
anytime
the
they cry during
going.
The Bachelor or whatever, it doesn't feel real.
Yes,
I'm like, you cannot be in love with this person.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry. Well, like, that's coming from me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, after 2 weeks, I'm like, oh my God, we're getting married. After, like, 3 days. And so, like, but even on The Bachelor, where they're like, you're the love of my life, and, like, blah, blah, and they start sobbing in the limo.
Yeah, because,
like,
it happens every season.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like Love Island more, is because, like, there very much is individual characters. Mm. You know, I don't love how they've edited some people. And I always, like, I don't know why this season I just finally had, like, a conscience for some reason watching it and being like, I don't like how these people are getting edited.
It's because of Art Hollywood.
Yes.
It has ruined every time I watch anything. I'm like,
I can watch nothing in peace anymore. Yeah. Like, when I was in film 3, I couldn't watch anything in peace. Yeah. But, like, now this is, like, one of, like, a pillar of my life. So it's like, okay, well. But, yeah, like, some people's edits, I'm just like, I couldn't imagine, like, going home and watching this back and, like, being made to look out. To be stupid, honestly.
I'm
like,
so I don't think I'd ever go to on reality TV because of that.
Well,
I definitely get painted,
especially
because, like,
Love
stupid.
Island is, like, basically live. Like, it, like, the turnaround is so quick, and, like, people have, like, very strong opinions. Like, it's like, I'm on the Reddit, and
I love Reddit.
Oh my gosh, like, people are ruthless. But, you know, I think you just have to have tough skin if you're going on reality. I mean,
yeah, they're like, they didn't have access to.
Yeah, but then after, oh my gosh, I think I'm just thinking about one girl in particular, Kira. Like, I'm just, like, I just feel for her because I can see kind of, like, because the whole thing this last episode was, like, her dad said something, like, kind of, like, it would hurt my feelings if my dad said that.
What did he say?
He was just, because Will is the guy that she's coupled
up
with.
They were meeting the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Will and so there's the thing called Casa Amor, which is kind of like where everybody gets, like, tested on if their relationship. They, like, the people that are in couples get separated, and they bring in, like, 5 new guys and 5 new girls. And then Will, this girl, and him, like, kind of, like, hit it off.
Mm.
And, like, they kissed and stuff. And but he ended up picking Kira over the girl, like, when they coupled up again. But then everybody was just kind of like, seems a little suspect, like, why did his head turn so quickly, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, also, we have never, like, the way that this is formulated, we have never been in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. And also, like, they were playing a game, and they only knew each other for 3 weeks before they went to Casa Amor. And I'm like, I understand that it's quote-unquote, like, faster in there, like how you bond and stuff because you're together all the time. But yeah. like 3 weeks, guys. But also, like,
okay, I get what that means though, because like for example, let's say you're dating someone and you go on a date with them once a week.
I just don't think they like communicated about like what their boundaries that, were in the relationship.
That doesn't make sense.
And obviously, if they're gonna have a monodrama, they're gonna edit it to be like the most dramatic it could possibly be. Like obviously. So I mean, I'm not on Will's side. I definitely am like, I just want to take it all with a grain of salt because I don't know. We don't really know what actually happened. So, well, we'll see. Who knows? I don't know if they're going to last, though, just because, like, I feel like now there's, like, so many trust issues that are getting brought up. Oh, the dad was
I was like, hello.
The dad was like, oh, is Will, like, 50-50 or is he, like, 70-30, like, on the relationship, like, if he's going to stay in it. I was like, ooh. That is something, like, I feel like, my dad would say.
Oh. Dad's just like have no filter. My dad would probably say that too.
But like I like felt why she would got so sad. Like if the way they edited it though, I felt so bad because she went to go cry behind like the stairs and they were literally they were like going back and forth from her like crying to like Will being like, yeah, like I had a great time talking to her parents and like my family loves her, and then she was like crying behind the stairs, and I was like, oh, they're just like fuck Will and Kira at this point, and I feel bad for that because we don't know how long she was like crying for, because they repeat clips, like they could take like she could have taken like a 20-second beat and they elongated it. Well, like we don't know how long she, and that's how the episode ended, like two, like a good solid chunk of that intercutting, and I was like, oh gosh, I haven't even gone on Reddit to see what they said about it because I'm like, I know they're gonna be ruthless. Anyways,
that transition.
That was my Love Island corner.
Okay, Kim's Love Island corner. Okay, so we have a fun little quiz today. It's called "Which 2000s Teen Drama Trope Are You?" It's like, what website is this?
You Quiz.
Okay, I don't know, how did you find this?
I think one of my mutuals on TikTok like took it.
Oh, okay.
And fine. I was like, oh my god, fun.
Let's guess.
This has nothing to do with really what we're going to talk about today.
Are we going
to
talk about any 2000s?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, so I think we're fine. What trope do you think you are before we start?
I don't even know what the options are.
I mean, okay, I think I'll be like...
Okay, stereotypes.
I'm
going to
get Mean Girl, I feel.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to be like Blair Waldorf type, or I'm going to get like the super bubbly, like cutie girl. It's like there's no in between because those two are definitely part of my personality.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get comic relief side character. That's definitely who I'm gonna get. I don't know how this is structured though. Anyways,
It depends on the questions too. Like if they don't give me options, like
this looks so detailed already though. Okay, question 1 of 8. What are your thoughts on school? School is my catwalk. Many people look up to me, and some even want to be me. TBH, I don't really care about grades. I'm usually fashionably late and I ditch class a lot. I'd rather be shopping. I'm more into sports. I'm failing a couple subjects. I can usually be found kissing someone or being sad. Oh my god. I love school, especially literature class. I'm in a lot of academic clubs. I always have a book in my hand.
Ooh. I'm going to think about myself now and not in high school. Like, we're not getting the high school mentality. Like, what we
but
were
it's
in
like,
high school.
It's a, in the two, it's like, two, I feel like we should, no, you're right. Let's do now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at our age, we could still play teens. And
we could.
Yeah.
We could be on Riverdale as freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to say school is my catwalk.
Okay.
Some even want to beat me.
Ew. I don't really care about grades. I'm usually special. I think I'll do... It's because I can usually be found kissing someone or being sad is the funniest thing I've ever read in my entire life.
That is
and
funny.
Like, I want that to be my Twitter bio. But I don't relate to the sports part.
You can pick and choose. I feel like it's not that deep.
I'm also really late to everything, and I'm going to do that one.
Fashionably
late. Nope, I don't relate to that. You know what? I'm going to do I love school because I miss school.
No, you always say you love school. Like you
love
learning.
Yeah, I
love
school. So let's do that one. Okay. What's your style? I always look hot. Lots of backless deep Vs and mini skirts, leather boots and jackets, sequins and metallic. Number two, I'm a fashionista. I like to wear chic outfits with pops of color. Oh my god, not the pop of color. And designer handbags. I'm not afraid to accessorize. My outfits are iconic.
Me. That's something what I'm picking.
Yeah, no, the pop of color. I was like, this is Kim. Something chill. I like blues and neutrals. I don't like to step out of the box too often, but I know how to pull a look when it's time. Preppy, I feel
that's
that
you.
One.
That's you.
Yeah.
I don't even think we need to
read. No, but I want to read it. Preppy, okay. But casual, cashmere sweaters and plaid skirts. I know how to style a Ralph Lauren Argyle sweater vest and how to rock a riding boot with some jeans. I'm definitely the second one. I mean, third one.
A riding boot with some jeans was like the look, though, it when really we were in was. High school.
That's so funny. Yeah, so I picked the third one. What's your perfect Sunday? A morning workout and then hanging with friends doing something chill. A delicious breakfast and my favorite movie in the morning, lunch date with my partner in the afternoon, and a relaxing self-care routine in the evening. That sounds okay. Waking up in my party dress, spending the day recovering with shopping or studying and organizing my week, dinner with family. Ooh.
I'm gonna pick the second one. Breakfast, movie. If I had a partner, I would probably want to get lunch with them.
And then self-care.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do a morning workout and then hanging with my friends because that's literally. But I wouldn't do that on Sunday, but like any other day of the week, that's probably what I'm doing. Yeah. So that's fine. I don't know why they picked Sunday for this. Favorite artist? Oh my God. Taylor Swift or Olivia Rodrigo? Harry Styles or Frank Ocean? Drake or Kanye? Lady Gaga or Britney Spears?
That's really hard. I really enjoy all of these people.
I'm picking Taylor Swift or Olivia Rodrigo. It's a given. I feel like you give me Harry Styles or Frank Ocean vibes.
Okay, I'll do that. Because I genuinely like all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this wasn't really... This was just in terms of the combinations, I think.
Yeah.
Like, which combination feels more like you. Trendy aesthetic... Okay, they really started giving up with these answers.
Yeah.
Like, the first ones are paragraphs, and these are just, like, two letters. Trendy aesthetic you like. Dark academia, Y2K, green juice
girl. I don't even know what that is. That what is green juice girl?
I don't know. Let me look it up real quick. Or coconut girl.
Coconut girl is, like, Hawaiian patterns and... Like, you live in Florida.
This didn't clarify anything. Like a workout,
Instagram okay.
girly.
Oh, okay. That makes
Wait,
sense.
What did you say Coconut Girl was?
It's like if you lived in Florida in the early 2000s.
Okay,
like
I'm going to do Dark Academia.
Yeah.
And you definitely give me
I'm going to do Y2K. For you.
But it's pretty obvious, I think.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, am I a walking stereotype or something?
No, but your toxic trait. Oh, God. Pushing good people away. Being very upset if something doesn't go my way and taking things too seriously. Being a pushover / not standing up for myself or self-centered and careless.
Oh, gosh.
This is rough. Okay, self-centered and careless. I don't think I'm self-centered and careless. I think I'm a pushover sometimes. But it's because I don't care. Like, I just feel like a lot of things like are not a big deal.
Yeah. I'm going to say... I'm too far away from the mic. I'm going to say the second one because I feel like sometimes I get wrapped up in like what I want and then like I'll like take it too seriously. Me in digital media, me in any classroom setting, I take it way too seriously.
That was like high school, although the quiz is about high school. So I guess that still matters. Okay. If you could have, oh my God. Oh, okay. If you could have dinner with one of these people, who would you pick? Naomi Osaka, Kate Moss, Meghan Markle, Anna Wintour. I don't know how they picked these people.
I'm going to say Naomi Osaka.
I
feel like we would have the most to talk about.
I want all the tea from Meghan Markle. I want to know everything. I feel like I would have absolutely nothing to say.
I would be terrified to speak to Anna Wintour.
She would be like, she would give me a dirty look.
Yeah. I think we would just be eating in silence.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Kate Moss, like,
I would be scared to talk to her.
Naomi Osaka does seem like a fun person.
Yeah. And like, I think we're like the same age. So
I just want the tea from Meghan Markle. That's literally it. She can bring Harry too. Finally, what's most
important? Dude, have you ever listened to Harry speak? Like, and he did a podcast. I think I talked about it. He did a podcast with Dax Shepard and like
Prince Harry.
Yeah, you should listen to it. It's really
Prince
good.
Harry went on Dax Shepard's podcast.
Yeah, because he did that thing with Oprah. You know,
oh,
the show.
Right, yeah.
So he was doing like press and like, oh my God, he's like a very amazing guy from like what I can gather. Like, it's not what you would think. Like a guy who grew up in
a monarchy.
Yeah, a monarchy would act like very down to earth guy. And you should listen to it. Like I was like, wow, I maybe I have a crush on Prince Harry now. Crazy.
Okay. Finally, what's most important to you? Success. If I don't accomplish my goals, I will fail myself. Oh my God. Love. I want to be loved and share my life with someone I can trust. Power. I want to be the most powerful person in the room. I'm a natural born leader that people can look up to. Happiness. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Mine is happiness.
Like happiness. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care about anything.
Like I think all of them are important, but like ultimately happiness is the most important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. Did we get the same one?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my God, the pictures they picked. Okay, I'll go first. Yeah, we got different ones. Okay. Your result, quiet and charming. So the examples they have are Shay Mitchell in Pretty Little Liars. Who's this?
Nate Archibald.
From Gossip Girl. That's
Cassie from
Euphoria.
Cassie from Euphoria.
Oh, I forgot her name. And then this
Aki from the new Gossip Girl. Not
knowing any of these characters, but knowing all of them at the same time. Your result, quiet and charming. You're not always the brightest. Okay, off to a great start. You're athletic. Maybe you're into lacrosse, swimming, skating, boarding. Oh, what the hell? What? Skating, boarding. Or even ice skating. Sometimes you're the heartbreaker, but you've also had a lot of heartbreak. You have secrets and lots of emotions. Why are you laughing? Maybe a bad relationship with your father. You don't like drama, and you're still trying to find yourself. TBH, you just kind of stand there and look pretty. You remind people. Oh, they're all down there. You remind people of Nate Archibald, Gossip Girl, Aki Menzies, Gigi Rubo.
Put some respect on Emily's name.
Emily Fields, PLL. I literally forgot her name.
Oh my gosh, I love Emily. I think I liked Emily because she was the most normal. She was the only one
that deserved rights. Honestly,
yeah,
they all did awful things at one point or another, except Emily.
Yeah, Emily was just trying to live her damn life.
Like Arya became A at one point. I was like, oh, thank God.
Okay, mine is bitchy brunette.
Okay.
You're fashionable and powerful. You know what you want and you'll do whatever to get it. Sometimes you can be a bitch, but someone has to put people in their place. So true, bestie. Deep down, you're misunderstood, though. You might have a bad relationship with your mom or if you've been cheated on in the past. You remind people of Blair Waldorf, Summer Roberts, Brooke Davis, and Maddie Perez.
Okay, I feel like you said Blair Waldorf now.
Yeah. Yeah,
I agree with these, honestly. There are some like digs, like the whole like parents relationship thing. I was like, where did that come from?
I feel like I'm pretty like relaxed in my day-to-day life, but when it comes to like work and like social situations, if no one wants to, like, I'll be the person to make decision. Just because like I would rather like we have a definite decision than like everyone being like whatever.
So funny. This is so funny.
There has to be somebody that makes the decision.
Yeah. I do think also this is like us now. I would not have gotten this answer in high school.
Yeah. I feel like bitchy brunettes get the bad rep though, but we have a soft side to us.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I thought Blair Waldorf was blonde.
Okay.
That's it. Anyways, ad break. And then we'll be back with our fun little movie tag.
Welcome back from our ad break. And now we're going to do our movie tag.
Also, that like sound you just made is going to sound really HD.
Itchy?
No, HD.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to be able to hear that in the editing. How do I send a notes? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love technology.
So, we're just going to go, like, down the list. Again, like, from the beginning, I said that. We picked some from, like, two movie tags that I saw on TikTok. I picked and choose, and then I added, like, a couple. So the first one is favorite performance from your favorite actor/actress.
Okay, you had a rough time with this one. Do you want to explain?
Yeah, I just really don't have, like, a favorite actor or actress.
That was me with director. I don't think I have a favorite
really?
Director. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't. Like,
but I definitely have a favorite
I think it's because like I don't have a favorite. I love a lot of actresses and actors, but like I wouldn't really say that I have like a true favorite.
Wait, did you come up with one? Or
yeah, I came up with one.
Okay, so which one did you?
Because this person, if they're in a movie, I will watch it.
Okay.
Okay, I just thought of another actor that I really like, okay. And I watch everything he's in. But the front I have on my list right now is Stanley Tucci.
That's such a good answer.
Thank you. If I gun to my head had to pick one, I could comp and like it would be like pass a lie detector test. It would be Stanley Tucci, because I think you're genuinely ever gonna be in that situation. I know, but like it's just, you know.
Yeah, because Stanley Tucci what?
Because he's just like a he, like. he's just a good actor. Like, he adds, like, such, like, a warm tone to, like, everything he's in. Even, like, even in Devil Wears Prada, where, like, he's, like, kind of, like, a colder character. Like, he was kind of, like, the fairy godmother type of character to Andy. Anyways, that's not the movie I picked. The movie I picked, it was between Devil Wears Prada and this movie, but I ended up going with this movie just for, like, pure DILF factor.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wait, because you literally told me about this the other day. Easy A.
Yeah. Okay. Easy A. Because
so good in that movie.
I think and I also just like truly admire the parents in that movie. Yeah. Like truly so accepting. And I just love him. And just
great answer.
I feel like it's not like his most groundbreaking work, but like definitely like a core memory.
Yeah.
And he's so fine in that movie. Have you seen Stanley Tucci when he was younger?
No.
Good Lord.
Oh my God. Anyway, well, Kim Googles young Stanley Tucci.
I saw like a TikTok of him because he used to be a model in like the late 80s. Oh,
okay. Did he have hair?
Yeah. And
I've never seen Stanley Tucci with hair. Maybe I have. Hold on. We're pulling it up. Oh my God. The way it's all the same picture.
It's this.
He doesn't look that different though. Oh my God. He looks like that guy from NCIS.
Oh my God, he does. Chris.
Nothing.
Chris. Oh my God. Everybody knows on the internet.
Chris Maloney? Who's Chris Maloney?
That's it might person. Be Chris Maloney.
Who is that? How do I know that name?
This is not who I was thinking. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Chris Maloney.
I cannot believe
it. Yeah, because they, like, I think it's because, like, the bald head and, like, the
muscles. Yeah.
He has a nice butt. Have you seen the TikToks of his butt? What a nice man.
Before we get too off track.
Like, Stanley Tucci has aged so well.
Okay.
And I love him. I love Stanley Tucci.
How old is he?
I think he's, like, 60 or something.
Oh, my God. King.
King of being unproblematic. Yeah. And that's why you age
He really just does his roles and keeps his mouth
He's
shut.
Literally 60 years old, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's 5'8".
He's married to Emily Blunt's sister, Felicity
Iconic.
Blunt.
Iconic.
Yeah. Also, like, the range. Like, he played the
I think he evil might have guy traumatized in Lovely, That movie traumatized me.
I didn't realize that was him until way later.
I forgot he was the guy from The Hunger Games. Caesar Flickman. Like, wow, what a king. Okay.
The range.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, look at any other... Well, I'm sure there's other actors. But, like, he has range. He can play a lot of different types of characters. I didn't realize he was in the Marvel Cinematic Universe either.
Yeah. They Crazy. All are at some point, honestly.
Dude, yeah. I feel like it's just, like, a rite of passage.
Yeah. Okay, so mine is... It's definitely... She's definitely, like, a much newer actor. I mean, she's not a newer actress, but, like, it's... She doesn't have that many roles. Okay. But, like, now, if I even see her
can
name...
Can I guess?
Yeah. You're... It's so easy.
Really? Is it Jenna Ortega? Or is it... Or is it Anya Taylor-Joy?
No, wait. Jenna Ortega in the... What was that one movie called that I saw? South by Southwest. Oh, my God. The school shooting movie. Not to call it that because it's way more than
With
that.
Maddie Ziegler?
Yes. Oh my God. What was that movie called? I mean, it's not even out yet, so it's not like I can really talk about it.
Yeah.
Not because it's a secret. It's just there's no point because no one can relate to what I'm saying. But yeah, Jenna Ortega, icon. But mine is Florence Pugh in Midsommar.
I was going to do Florence Pugh, but I thought that was too obvious.
It is super obvious, but like and when I don't care what the plot is, if it says Florence Pugh, I'm going to watch it.
That's a good point.
And
yeah.
In Midsommar, I just think she did it so well.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blew my mind. I don't have much to say to it. We've talked about Midsommar 1,000 times. I just love Florence Pugh.
An actor that like I wish he was in more things, but the one that came to my head earlier was Riz Ahmed. I think he's a brilliant actor. I just don't think he like gets the amount of recognition he deserves.
I feel like I don't feel like he has any iconic roles yet.
No, I mean, Venom was supposed to be, but it kind of flopped.
Yeah.
Like, that was like a... I thought that was so
But I feel
cool.
like...
The Sound of Metal was really good, and I feel like it got him in with, like, the Oscar kind of crowd to, like, take him as a serious actor.
Wait, I'm changing my answer.
So maybe...
Okay. Wait, me actually changing it on the document? No, but yeah. I'm so sorry, Florence Pugh, but I'm actually going to have to change it to Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. Because Margot Robbie is so good in everything, but in this most recent Suicide Squad, I was just like... The
honestly, she's Margot, good tonight, Tanya. She's Margot good. Robbie is like a very incredible actress.
Okay, I'm gonna switch it just because I feel like Florence Pugh isn't in that much yet. And whereas Margot Robbie has more of a slate of like completely different
things. We definitely looked at these questions like a lot differently. Like you looked at like character.
Yeah.
And I looked at like. From
a writing perspective and like a production perspective.
Oh, okay. My God. Our minds.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
I'm so sorry, Florence. I'll in a couple of years when you have more roles, we'll discuss again. But
like, yeah, Margot Robbie does a very good job of like also doing respect to the people that she like. She does her research. Yeah. Like,
and she just loves what she does. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, for sure.
We're changing her from one white woman to another white woman. Anyways, movie from your favorite director. Okay, this one was hard for me for the same reason that the other one was hard for you. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have a favorite director because like I.
Dude, yeah. When you put the lens on like you're a writer and like I'm a producer, it makes like our tag. It makes so much sense. Like that blew my mind what you just said.
It's because, okay, well, for favorite director, like there are directors that I like. Like they're like, for example, Alfred Hitchcock. I love all like a lot of the movies he does, but I don't really like him as a person.
I didn't look at it like that. I was just like director objectively. Well, actually, no, because then Edgar Wright didn't do anything wrong. It's just like the character, like some of the people he cast in his movie, just like
up. That's not his fault.
Yeah,
he didn't. It's like, well, because like for the reason I didn't pick an Alfred Hitchcock movie was because like I don't like how he treated some of the actors.
Yeah,
from what I've heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but like. And then the other one was going to be Wes Craven, but I don't like all of his body of work.
Okay.
So from, and this is such a, like a new director, but like looking at the body of work that we do have so far. Okay. Who?
Ari Aster.
No. Oh my God. No, but that's, I almost,
I feel like you like it. Like
the reason I didn't pick Ari Aster is because I've only seen him do horror, but this director has a little bit more range.
Okay.
So I picked, Knives Out from Ryan Johnson.
Also from a writing perspective, kind of. Yeah, dude.
Because he did my favorite Star Wars movie and then like a murder mystery. Like, are you kidding me? That's my dream career.
He's a great writer and director. Yeah.
And I feel like Knives Out really proved to people, because like all the Star Wars like nerds were like hating on him because of The Last Jedi. But I was like, guys, this movie is like the best Star Wars movie ever.
Yeah, everybody's hating on it way too much.
Yeah, and then when Knives Out came out, I think it proved like, yeah, he's a good writer. You guys are just annoying. So like I think that's why I'm so excited to see whatever he does next.
And he just seems like a joy to be around. Like genuinely like cares about what he's doing. Like doesn't think he's like better than everybody. Like I feel like it's a very happy set. I can only imagine.
Oh my God, yeah.
I would imagine if what's his name wants to work with you again. Who's the guy that plays Ben LeBlanc? What's his name?
Oh, James Bond. Well, they're doing another one.
Yeah, I know, because he hates like James Bond movies, and I feel like he's very I feel like he's very outspoken about like when he doesn't like something. But the fact that he's working with Ryan Johnson again, I think speaks.
It looks like he has so much fun in this role.
What is his name?
I don't know.
I'm sorry to that man, Craig. No, not Craig.
It's James Bond. Daniel something. Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Okay.
See. Okay.
We got there, guys. Yeah, he seems like he had a lot of fun in Knives Out. It was like a little bit comedy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Like I feel like it made Daniel Craig likable to a lot of people because like I feel like once you go like James Bond, it's like kind of like how do you take like a funny role after that? Yeah. So.
And the cast for Knives Out too. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Yeah. Do I wish there was like a little bit more diversity? Of course.
Janelle Monáe. Oh, I mean, I feel like
they have like one black character per movie.
Wait, Leslie Odom Jr., Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I only saw Jada Pinkett.
Jessica Henwick. I don't know who that is. Ethan Hawke.
The fact that Catherine Hahn is going to be it. And Kate Hudson.
And Dave Bautista.
Ooh, maybe Kate Hudson is. Kate Hudson might be one of my favorite actresses. Yeah. Kate Hudson, I think, might be one of my favorite actresses. She's so good.
Also, I've heard that Janelle Monáe is going to play kind of like.
Janelle Monáe is also a really good actress. She's
like the. Oh, my God. The girly from the other one that was like the hero, quote unquote. The protagonist.
Oh, my God, Janelle Monáe is supposed to be that role. Anna de Armas.
Yeah.
I don't know her name in the movie, though.
I don't remember.
I know what you mean. Oh, period. Mm-hmm. I love Janelle Monáe, and I wish people would put more respect on her name. The fact that she can do everything, dance, sing, act.
Direct. Literally everything.
Janelle Monáe might be, like, my favorite. I don't think actor, but, like, favorite. One of my favorite people in Hollywood.
Is this going to be us changing our answers the entire time? Her.
Well, yeah. It's just, I feel like we're both, like, people that need, like, a little, like, rustle around in our brain to, like... fully understand like the full question.
Yeah. Okay. What did you?
Okay,
think?
My favorite directors. Okay, well, Edgar Wright is one of them. I didn't put him on his list though, just because my favorite movies from him are Scott Pilgrim versus the World and
Baby Driver.
And Baby Driver, which are very controversial. Yeah. But, you know, I just take it at face value. And, like, I think for me, like, Edgar Wright, like, I think he's one of my favorite directors because he makes me excited when I'm watching the movies. And I feel like that's kind of, like, hard to do. And, like, he has really good pacing. Like, yeah. And I feel like nobody understands pacing anymore. So I think that's why I like Edgar Wright as a director. But the ones that I had on my list were Sofia Coppola and Baz Luhrmann.
Oh. Wait, obviously. Did you pick, what movie did you pick from them?
I'm going to get to it.
Oh.
So, also, I used the Rotten Apples thing because I was like, I don't know if Baz Luhrmann is, like, like scandal-free. Because, like, I haven't really heard anything. But I used the Rotten Apples website. We're good to go. We are good to go.
Okay, good.
So, Baz Luhrmann, I love. I love the aesthetic of his stuff. And I love maximalist things. Like, I just don't.
Cluttercore. Literally, our rooms. You guys, and probably never, but like, if you, well, yours are all over your TikTok.
Yeah.
If you have seen our rooms, it's like the most organized mess ever.
I wouldn't say mine's organized.
Okay, mine's organized.
It's organized to me because I can find whatever. That's what matters. So I just love Baz Luhrmann so much. Like, literally, I would love to work on a set of his. I picked Romeo plus Juliet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love the vibe of that film. I also like the two movies I picked, I realized, are like pretty similar, just from like aesthetic type of wise. And I think I love when people do like kind of like older subject matter, but they like make it modern.
Me too. It's like, and, Emma or no.
Yeah. Yeah. Emma.
Yes. Emma. But also I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking of the Hailee Steinfeld,
Dickinson.
That's what I was thinking of.
I love stuff like that. Yeah. And, I also just love the costuming and iconic. His mind is so powerful.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, so for Sofia Coppola, I was between Somewhere, but I didn't pick that one.
Okay.
I picked Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, I was gonna say I love Sofia Coppola. That movie was great, but I don't think Somewhere is better than Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, I think it's just because like I've watched Somewhere like more recently, so it was kind of fresh on my brain. But yeah, Marie Antoinette. I also love Kirsten Dunst a lot, and I feel like she's a very underrated actress. Like, she has range too. So I also really like that movie and like the costuming, the aesthetic. I love,
oh God, like, we should have done movie where like the okay, we'll do round two next season.
Okay.
Like very costuming and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, fun. I love that movie.
But like they're kind of similar, you know, like the type of energy. Like I feel
because I've seen awful movies with great costuming.
Okay. No, I mean like my movies that I picked.
Yeah. They're definitely like period pieces with a spice.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was like kind of like one of my favorite things until I did.
It's so
I
good.
Wrote those together.
Okay, yeah, that was movie from your favorite director, which we kind of understood the assignment differently again. Okay, guilty pleasure movie.
In hindsight.
Uh-oh.
The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
I was not. Oh, I have
That's
two.
That's a good answer.
Oh
my God, do you have two for all of them?
I'm a Libra. I cannot make a decision.
I think there's one where I picked two.
I
was just kidding, three.
So yeah, when Greatest Showman came out, I was just kind of like blind to all the, like the controversy around it because like I was just like so enthralled.
You were like Zac Efron and Zendaya singing.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, that's basically the driving force. And like, if a movie, a musical has like, which is almost all musicals, but have like a song dedicated to like the outsiders, like accepting themselves, like Camp Rock, This Is Me. Like they both have This Is Me songs. And I deeply enjoy both of those movies. Okay. And I just, again, the aesthetic, like, it was definitely giving me, like, Baz Luhrmann type of vibes. Like
maybe, like, discount Baz
like,
Luhrmann.
Yeah, like, Disney-ified Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting. So maybe that's why I was, like, blinded. But I think Zendaya and Zac Efron had a big driving force onto, like, why I liked it. And also like whenever anybody like tries to write an original musical, I'm just like fully, I try to support it, but I'm kind of embarrassed about it. But I still like have like that initial love, and that's why it's a guilty pleasure.
I think the thing with like how you're saying like the musicals that have like a we're the outsiders, that's like every musical, because like every theater kid thinks they're like, oh my god, the world is against
me. So marginalized.
Yeah, and so then like all of the musicals ever are about that.
Yeah.
And like have some kind of thing about that. Yeah. Okay, I again understood this question completely differently. So I'm trying really quickly to go through my letterbox to see if there's a little bit, one that's like a little bit more in tune with your
my
answer.
Second one is Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis. Okay. I love that movie. I don't know why. I cannot explain it, and I feel like it's just so random. Like, who remembers that movie? Do you remember that movie?
No, I honestly have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, so if you know, you know. It is a good movie. It's a good time. Maybe 21 Jump Street, too. I love 21 Jump Street. That's, like, my favorite comedy movie.
Okay. So I originally had Little Shop of Horrors, but I feel like that's just a good movie, and I'm like...
I feel the like way you, if you answered that like maybe 5 years ago, it would be a guilty pleasure movie. But I feel like now people really like have
like I'm not embarrassed about it. But it seems like what the question is like a movie that you're
that's
embarrassed
about. That's
what a guilty
pleasure is.
Like that's true. I don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
No, but I don't feel guilty about that one either. Hold on. My God. Okay, because I switched it to Birds of Prey because I feel like everyone hates that movie for no reason.
Yeah.
I absolutely love this movie. That's because I'm not embarrassed about liking any movie. That's the issue.
Okay, well. I guess it just doesn't apply to you.
Okay, I'm just going to go
with
Birds of Prey.
I have a lot of guilty pleasures.
Yeah, but I love Birds of Prey with my whole chest. But the reason we can call it a guilty pleasure.
Well, maybe, yeah, I feel like you're not embarrassed about.
No.
Yeah. I've never really
heard
you.
With my whole chest.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 90 Day Fiancé is the only thing that I'm embarrassed to be a fan of.
Yeah, like. But that's a TV like, show. I thought about it, like, if somebody asked me if I like this movie, I would be, like, a little hesitant to be like,
maybe,
yeah.
Oh, okay, like, if a film bro asked me.
Yeah,
I would never say Birds of Prey. Because I would be shut down right then and there. Even though it's a good. No, yes, I would.
I feel like you don't care enough.
I don't. Okay, whatever. Next one. Movie where everyone is hot.
Yeah. Okay. You go.
Ingrid Goes West.
I had that, but then I was
what
like.
A cast.
Oh wait. My God, I was going to put that.
Let me pull it
but
up.
But I didn't. It's Aubrey Plaza. O'Shea Jackson Jr., Elizabeth Olsen, Wyatt Russell, Billy Magnussen, Palm Clemeth, which is, she's Mantis. Underrated also.
Everyone is just.
Everyone is hot. Oh my God. I literally had that, but I was like, oh, it's too obvious.
It is too. Well, like.
And I think I put it somewhere else too.
Okay.
And I also thought like Wyatt Russell was like a hot take.
It kind of is a hot take.
But he is handsome.
But it's like the whole as a whole.
Like you can't be the child of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn and
be ugly.
Yeah, like it's just option. You automatically have built-in hotness.
Yeah. Okay. What did you? I don't have much to say. They're just the target.
I had this one movie, but then this one guy in the cast ruins it.
Oh my God.
So, but it's like the same. But the one I actually picked, like. Is like same vibes. Literally, okay, it's like okay, the okay, same okay. movie. Everybody Wants Some.
I have absolutely no idea.
Google that cast.
Google that.
The person that ruins it is a person that we all hate. Is,
we do?
Yes, and Blake Jenner.
Oh my
we
God.
We hate him.
Oh, but I know what movie
everyone
this is.
Else is so hot. Zoe Deutsch again. Wyatt Russell is in this movie. I forgot. Wyatt Russell, Tyler Hoechlin.
I don't even think Wyatt Russell would be in my top 100 celebrities, but for some reason, we both ended up with a movie with him in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I also the picture that they pull up on Google for him is not
so
very flattering.
Unflattering. He's had
Ryan
better moments.
Guzman. Also, like I genuinely think the reason why I think everybody's hot in these movies is because it's the 70s costuming. Aesthetic. It's because it's a 70s aesthetic, and I think. The one I ended up picking is Dazed and Confused, which is pretty much the same exact movie. Just Dazed and Confused is like high school. But it's definitely both of these movies are like no thoughts, head empty. Like they're just vibing in the summertime.
That
type
was such
of vibes.
A good answer.
Thank you. Like the costuming. I think of Tyler Hoechlin in like the little tight shirts. Like, oh my God. And the bell bottoms. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That was such a good answer.
Thank you.
You
yeah.
won this round.
So,
it's not a competition, but
Blake Jenner doesn't count because he doesn't exist. So
yeah.
Everybody Wants Him is my answer.
Yeah, we hate you, Blake Jenner.
Yeah,
this
and it sucks
because
he's the main character in the movie. But I just literally try to pretend like he doesn't exist, and I'm just paying attention to everybody else because it's genuinely one of my favorite movies ever. And Zoe Deutsch,
love her.
Love her.
So good.
Oh my god, she's gonna be like such a big star.
Yeah.
She's gonna kill it. Okay. I love her. Oh my god, did you know she's a nepotism kid?
Who? From what? Where?
I forget, but somebody. Oh, I'm not surprised. Her mom is an actress.
I have no issues with nepotism. Yeah. I've said it before.
Yeah. I don't care. Well, I think at first I was like, I think it's only if you're bad.
Because, like, okay, let's be honest. If we were in that position and our kids wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So exactly. I don't have. I feel like it's just like a.
It's frustrating. A debate. Yeah. It's frustrating for us.
Yeah.
Who don't have a path, but we just have to make our own path.
Yeah. Later. It's frustrating for different reasons.
It doesn't really affect how we.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It doesn't really affect us. Anyways, movie you can watch 100 times. What? But you put something longer. But I was too easy to type out the whole thing. What does it say?
No, it's a movie you could watch 100.
Oh, okay. I would put James Gunn's live action Scooby Doo. I have seen that movie. Actually, maybe 100.
You
times.
Already win this round.
That movie.
I didn't even think about that.
It's so good. It does. I never get bored of it because there's some movies when I rewatch, I'm like, oh, I hate this part. Or like, oh, I don't really care about
yeah,
this
part. Nothing misses.
I am entertained the entire time. Yep. I will watch it as if I'm watching it for the first time and I don't know what happens.
And the aesthetic.
So good. The aesthetic, the cheesy 2000s,
oh
like,
my gosh.
Colorful, like, oh my god, it's so good. I hope they let him do another
You're
one.
Wearing like a spooky island, like,
Yeah, no, hearing. That's literally why, because it kind of looks really? Like the,
It does. It really does.
The thing.
Skull Island.
I love this movie. I really hope, okay, James Gunn is kind of popping off right now. I feel like everyone, he got canceled for a little bit, but then, like, they were like, wait, why did we cancel him? And then they brought him back. And then he's like going off right now. And I genuinely think we will get another one.
Really?
I believe in my, I think I have to believe to keep on living.
Well,
but like,
I feel like everyone's kind of down.
Everyone seems to be down. I love, oh my God, I forgot his name. I was literally asking
Matthew Lillard.
I asked him, I was like, how hard do you think it'll be to get Matthew Lillard on the podcast?
I feel like he's like a very nice guy.
So, and yeah.
And God, like very him. Down to earth.
And Freddie Prinze Jr. and
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
They're married. They'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if, oh my God, I forgot the name of the actress who plays Velma. I wonder if she would do it.
I feel like, yeah.
She's still doing great.
She's in Dead to Me.
Yeah.
So she's working.
Linda Cardellini. Can't believe I forgot her name. Yeah. Oh my God. Please, James Gunn, please. I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart.
That'd be fun to like see them when they're older and stuff.
And like that's the whole premise of the movie. It's the mystery gang as they're old. And they have to, oh my God, I just got excited for a movie that doesn't exist.
I love that. Okay, well, you already win. But mine is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Okay. Well, that's still a good answer. Though,
because it delivers on so many different aspects. Hot people. comedy.
Okay.
Drama. Strong woman. Strong woman, okay. Lead character, Matthew McConaughey. Hot people, Matthew McConaughey, same thing.
Okay.
And New York. I love movies set in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're in New York, it does feel like it. Like, you know how like Hollywood movies don't really feel that much like LA? Like LA doesn't feel like the way they are in the movies, but New York does feel like the way New York is in real life.
Yeah. 100%.
Like they portray it as dirty but fine, and
ooh,
that's literally
the movie. Could also like fit into the category where everybody is hot in this
also
movie.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh my god, yeah. It was because
there's
it's,
definitely
actors.
A correlation
yeah there. It's because there's, I mean, if you're an actor you have to be at least somewhat attractive.
That's true.
Another one that I thought about putting into this was I also had Now You See Me and Everybody's Hot. Isla Fisher, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, who's the other one? Dave Franco.
That is a good answer too.
They're all
I
hot.
Just don't think I could ever watch that movie again.
Why?
I just was like,
oh my god, I was obsessed with
it. It's a good movie, but I just don't think I can watch it again.
I think at one point Dave Franco was like,
it was one of your phases. Kim has phases and Dave Franco was one
like
of them.
Deep phases, and I haven't been in a phase in a really long time.
I think
time.
You're in your Love Island phase.
Yeah,
that's definitely the thing.
Yeah, I go through phases like every other month. Yeah. So
okay,
hyperfixation vibes. Anyways,
movie you want to live in?
I
went first. You go first.
Okay, then. Ella Enchanted. So good, right? Because I was trying to think of like a fantasy one that wouldn't be scary to live in, and they. Sing Queen.
Okay, that's also how I was thinking about it. I was like, where will I be safe?
Yeah.
Because so many movies, I'm like, I don't want to live here.
Yeah,
we'll get to
it's
that
like,
in the
it's
next
like
one.
It's a reality that you couldn't live in right now, but like you want to live and not be like desperately scared for your life at all times. But yeah, Ella Enchanted, I thought was like a great, like friendly
fantasy movie.
Fantasy, because even like what happens to her isn't even like that deep. It was just kind of like a spell. So it's like,
and like,
and it all worked out. Like
their magic really is nice. There. The outfits are there. The,
yeah,
this whole like fantastical world is still there, but you're not gonna die.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're gonna die, but like not like from a dragon.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's not just magical. It's not Game of Thrones. Around. Yeah, like there's elves and stuff, but they're like chill.
Yeah.
Like we can all like live happily together and yeah. sing Queen and Elton and just, John and yeah. all that, like, oh my gosh. And there's giants and stuff, but yeah. they're like cool.
Like, okay, I was gonna put Movie You Wanna Live In Harry Potter, and then I thought about it and I was like, that would be actually awful,
terrifying.
Why would I want that?
Yeah,
so I actually don't want that. And also there are like no POCs, and like they always like
yeah get the
bad part of it, so I was like, yeah, maybe I
was really proud of my answer.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Thank you.
The movie I picked is Lilo and Stitch, because
what,
Hawaii does exist, right? However, when I was little, I wanted, okay the premise that like there's a bunch of little aliens that like there's like in these tiny little like Pokeballs that have numbers on it, then you can collect them all and you have to help them find a home, and like they all have different powers, they're all cute. I would kill to live in this, but like also as a cartoon, like I want to be a cartoon in this world, not live action Lilo and Stitch. I want to be cartoon Lilo and Stitch because it's just so pretty. Like I just want to live in this world so bad. I want to meet those little aliens. I would do anything, and they're never in actual danger.
There is destruction.
No one's gonna die though. Yeah, there'll be destruction, but what,
because it's a Disney movie,
destruction's a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. And everything works out in the end. Because okay. I want a little excitement.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm so proud of my answer. Like, I would love to live in Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you mean.
Also, I don't know. I just... Also, they're,
you
like...
You would have hair like the guy.
Yeah, but also, like, in Lilo and Stitch, they're not, like, all automatically skinny. Like, they look like real people. So, I feel like I would fit into this. Like, I wouldn't fit into Frozen. They all, like, have tiny little arms and tiny little legs. But, like, in Lilo and Stitch, I feel like I would fit there with my actual body type.
Okay. Anyways. I love that that's what she thought of as well.
Yeah. Anyways. Movie you don't want to live in. I feel like we might have the same answer for this. Mine is the MCU.
Oh, okay.
I absolutely
that's not what I picked.
Do not want to be in the Marvel Universe. I don't want to be in...
No.
They all sound miserable. Like, not just the superheroes. Like, they
living
all...
Living in New York would not be a fun time.
No. They all, like... None of them seem like they're actually having a good time. They're going to end up dead somehow. Like, this doesn't seem fun. And then also, like, imagine your insurance.
Did you see the thing that was, like, the Avengers, they just don't actually care about each other?
Yeah.
Like, they're not actually a family.
They're not. And I just don't want to be there.
Yeah. That's fair. I didn't put that one.
I think just, like, any superhero. My original answer was The Dark Knight. I don't want to live in Gotham.
I wouldn't want to live in any superhero movie.
No. I don't even care if they're, like, but you get superpowers. Even less. Because that means I have to be involved. And I don't want to be a part of this because I'm going to end up dead. So, no thank you.
I picked Annihilation.
Oh my god.
With Natalie Portman.
Wait, why not? That seems like a fun time.
Absolutely. Did we watch the same movie?
I would love to turn into one of those little bushes when I die.
Bushes?
They're like tree people, bush things.
Oh my god, no. I think when I watched it was just such a mindfuck. I was like, I think I disassociated because I was like, and I understood the meaning, but like I just I don't want to think existential.
I wouldn't have had fun with that bear.
I would not want to be Gina Rodriguez in that movie.
What happened to her? Did the bear kill her?
I think she literally died. Like with
they all died. Quick. I think.
Yeah, yeah, they all died.
I just remember
Natalie Portman's was just a little bit more like symbolic. Yeah,
I think what's her name?
That just seems terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in it, but I'm saying like if they like forced me in it, I'd be fine.
Also similar, A Quiet Place. Would not want to live in that.
I'd be dead. I snore.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be dead day one. Sorry.
I'm dead.
Like, how am I supposed to not snore?
Yeah.
I can't help that.
I think I just thought of Annihilation because I had just had such a visceral, like, reaction when I watched that movie. I was like, oh my god. No.
But Oscar
Isaac's
there.
Anxiety. Ooh, yeah.
Worth it?
No, because he didn't have a good time either.
That's true. Let me have low battery already. Okay. Movie you didn't like at first, but now you do.
Waves. Which is one of my favorite
movies.
You
didn't like it at first?
Okay, I didn't not like it. I just felt like a lot happened and I needed to like kind of process.
Okay.
Which I think was such a good reaction, especially for what the movie is about. Like, it is about like grief and like I think, like, I kind of had to grieve the movie as well, in a way. Like, I really had to, like, think about it. I didn't not like it. I was just, like, I remember I watched it with Marilyn. And Marilyn was like, did you like it? And I was like, I don't know.
That happens with a lot of movies.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was just, like, such a long movie and so much happened. And it was also in, like, a storytelling way that I haven't, like, really been watching a lot.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that director, Trey Edward Schultz, I think is his name or something like that. Hold on. Forget his name. But he's a amazing director. Like, I don't know why he hasn't had, like, more movies. What's his name? Oh, yeah. Trey Edward Schultz. I did not like it. I was just like, I needed to process it. And now it's, like, one of my favorite movies.
Okay. Same with mine. Oh, well, that was the whole point of the question. Okay, Cameron's dead, guys. If you're watching this, it just, like, died. I don't know why that happens when we record Our Hollywood and not when we do Besties. But the camera's dead. So, dude, audio listeners, this is for you.
It's okay. I feel like more people watch Besties.
Yeah, and more people listen to Our Hollywood anyway. So, movie you didn't like at first, but do now, The Shining. When I first watched this movie, number one, I was too young. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit more thoughtful movie. Like, had full thoughts much than usual from what I would watch at that age. So I actually hated it. And also, like, I was so caught up in the fact that, like, Stephen King and, like, Stanley Kubrick, like, had a little falling out. Mm. And, like, I just imagine having a story, they're making a movie about it, and then the director just does whatever they want with your story. Well,
Stanley Kubrick was an asshole.
Yeah, he's awful.
So
that's why I was like, I don't know, I hate this movie. And then I rewatched it, and I was like, no, I really like it. Sorry, Stephen.
Yeah.
So I love The Shining. It's just, I think there's so many layers to it. I love watching theory videos about it because everyone, like, you could take so many different things from it. And yeah, there's definitely, like, one big major answer. But even the other theories, I'm like, yeah, sure. I see that too. So I don't know. It's just fun. And it's just, like, a colorful horror movie, which we don't get a lot of.
Oh, also, I didn't want to, like, go super into my thoughts on Waves because we're going to talk about it in a couple weeks. Oh, so yeah. I wanted to, like, save it for then.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Tune in. In a couple of weeks, when we talk about grief, I think I'll be fine. I think I'm finally getting
to,
like,
film that one in the morning.
Yeah,
because it'll give us the rest of it. Because we film it at night, then I'm gonna go into bed thinking about it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to edit it anyway. So, movie you love from your least favorite genre. Okay, we should say our least favorite genre first, and then the movie.
Well, I hate sci-fi and horror. Okay. Well, I don't actually know. I picked sci-fi for this one because I feel like recently there's been a lot more horror movies that I can, like, get into.
Yeah. You also have always hated sci-fi.
Yeah.
Okay. So what movie?
Back to the Future.
Oh, it was.
I love that movie. Like, you can't not like that movie, to be honest. So it's genuinely a good time.
Yeah.
All around. And it was one of my, it was like my, well, the second one was like my favorite movie for such a long time.
Yeah.
And I think I kept it there for so long because I don't really like sci-fi, nor like I don't really love an action movie. And those are, it's like both.
It seems like a recipe for, like, not a lot of people.
Yeah.
But Back to the Future really...
It does it so well. I don't know what kind of crack they put into that movie, but it's genuinely that bitch. Like, that I stand by that trilogy, and it aged pretty well. Like, it's great. And, like, I really enjoy, like, not the lore, but, like, the lore behind it. Because, like, in the first movie, they, like, filmed, like, 3/4 of the movie with, like, a different actor, not Michael J. Fox. And then they didn't feel like it was right, so they literally recast the role and redid it again.
Can you imagine being that other actor?
Oh my god, yeah, that sucks. But, like, I do enjoy it from like that they wanted the movie to, like, be perfect. I'm sorry to that man, but, like, Michael J. Fox killed it.
Yeah.
So
that's a good one.
Thank you.
My least favorite genre is rom-coms. I hate romantic movies.
Yes, we know.
Absolutely not into them. However, La La Land is one of my favorite movies.
I don't know if that's like a rom-com.
It's definitely the whole plot is about romance.
But it's not
just
a comedy.
There's jokes in it. That joke about the Priuses, like, it's
okay.
It's, I think the only reason why we wouldn't almost consider it is because it has songs, but it's a rom-com.
Okay.
It's just a little like
that's
a fancier rom-com.
I won't debate you.
Comment down below if you think it's a rom-com. I think it's a rom-com, but. Well, the basic premise is... Okay, fine. A romantic movie.
Yeah.
A romance movie. I feel like I shouldn't like this movie by my... Like, just by my history.
I think it really helps out it's a musical. for but you.
I think I would even like it if there was no music.
Oh.
Genuinely. I think I would still like it just because of the
plot twist.
Yeah. And like the ending, I think the not me being miserable, the fact that like they end up together, I was like, I just love a tragic. I think I like tragic romance. I don't like when they end up together. I'm like, boring.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. And so,
like, because it was, like, tragic, I was like, oh, my God, it's so
spicy. I think when I was younger, I loved when they ended up together, and I was, like, really
because that's what you mean
mad. Younger, yeah. Yeah, but now I'm, like, I love it when there's not a happy ending. Yeah. I mean, it can't be too sad, but, like, that was, like, the correct amount of sad.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, real life sad.
Like, we got to see them live out. Like, they kind of gave us a little bit of both. Like, they're, like, this mm-hmm. is what it would be, like, in a musical form if they did end up together, but also they didn't.
It was really good. I hate that people shit on it so much. Yeah. You killed it, Damien.
Yeah. Love that movie. Is he making him another movie? Where is he?
I don't know.
Come back.
I feel like it's hard to, like, top that.
He's definitely making something.
He Wait. Has to be.
No, because I remember hearing about, like, casting news. Hold on.
Oh, yes.
It's not a musical, though.
No. Damien.
Is it Babylon? What is that? News. Oh my, he directed First Man. Didn't know. Yeah, Babylon. The cast is okay, wait. Oh my god, wait. Max Minghella, Samara Weaving.
Love her.
What is Babylon about though? The first line of this Vulture article is, by the end of this year, every actor in Hollywood will either be in Knives Out 2 or in Babylon. Oh, it's another Hollywood-style movie.
Oh, love that. Oh, yes, yeah. Okay, living.
Oh, my God. The cast has Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Diego Calva, Jovan Adepo, Lee Jun Lee, and Catherine Waterson. Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, T. Okay.
But they haven't said it's also it's another like old time. Well, it's like an old timey Hollywood movie. It sounds like Hail Caesar from nothing.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
I have.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Excited for that. Favorite underrated movie. I actually have two for this one because I couldn't decide.
Okay.
Okay, I'll start. So my first one is Brightburn. It's okay. Another James. Okay, I guess I'm just a James. He did something for
you.
I
are James Gunn stan.
I am a James.
You're
Gunn
just not
stan.
Like a fanboy.
I think I just didn't know. Until literally when I was making this list. Brightburn is like, it's like a horror movie with Elizabeth Banks, but it's like a superhero horror movie. Like, we're never going to get this movie again. Yeah. It's like,
if Superman was evil.
Yeah. But it's like about toxic masculinity. I feel like people look at it and they're like, oh, it's not that deep. But it is that deep. It's about like toxic masculinity and like the fear of being a parent and like, what if your child is like actually crazy and like does horrible God, things?
My biggest fear.
Yeah. And just Elizabeth Banks is incredible in this movie. I don't know.
That's
it's
a good one.
So good. And
not a lot of people saw it.
Because no.
I remember like it when I was working in the movie theater, that movie came out and it was stayed in the small theater.
It did. It always.
Like it was time. Like in the one that we only had four rows
it
in.
It sucked because it's like we don't get a lot of superhero movies that aren't DC and Marvel, which I feel like those always are good because they're
like
not attached
maybe
to
maybe there was like ulterior motives because superhero movies are so like popular, so maybe they didn't want to put as much like marketing behind it or
maybe,
like
yeah.
push behind it because they're always gonna.
But the best part was like the it seems like they were gonna set up something so cool, like
mm-hmm.
so the ending, first of all, like, Billy Eilish's bad guy plays over the
oh
kids.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
good. I was like,
I remember
yes.
when I was cleaning the theaters, I was like, why is bad guy playing?
Because it's like
was,
it's
and
so
it makes sense like yeah. knowing what the movie is, but I think I was just like so confused when I was walking because yeah. I didn't really know what it was about before, and then when I went into clean the theater, I just hear bad guy by Billie Eilish, so and I was like,
especially
what?
After what just happened, it's so jarring, and I was like, oh my god, what a choice! Like, it's so funny.
It was like when it was like peak popularity, though.
Yeah.
So, oh it makes god. Sense.
I just love this movie. And then my second one was La Llorona, but not the Conjuring one. We do not talk about that one. I actually was gonna put that one in this other one that we're not gonna do anymore, but La Llorona is, I believe, it came out in 2019, directed by Jairo Bustamante, I think is how you say it. And it's a Spanish movie, and it's like a little bit more indie take on mm-hmm. the story of La Llorona, which I've always wanted to make a movie about La Llorona. And they did everything that I wanted to do. So I was like, good.
Damn.
I don't need to make it anymore.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even sad about it because they yeah. did probably way better than I would have done. Like, it's just incredible. I loved it so much and how they spiced it up. I don't even want to say anything because I genuinely think everyone should go watch it. It's not that much of a horror movie. I'd say it's more of a, like, slow burn.
Yeah. It's like folklore, kind of.
It is, yeah.
Not Taylor Swift, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
So I thought about this question, like, outside of like people that enjoy movies, like the general public, like, everybody that I've talked to does not know what this movie is. And it's Ingrid Goes West.
Okay, yeah.
Like, every time I mention to anybody that doesn't know anything about movies, they're like, what is that?
It is underrated.
Yeah, because it's like an indie movie. I genuinely think, especially if you enjoy social media or think influencers are interesting, but like you don't like how you don't like it necessarily.
If you think influencers are interesting is a good way to say it.
Yeah. Like, maybe you're not like obsessed with influencers, but you think the concept of it is like interesting, which I do. I mean, I like influencers, but also I think it's like just interesting from like a social aspect.
Yeah.
This is a great movie to watch. And like, it's genuinely like interesting.
Yeah.
And I love how it ends.
I love how it ends too. I think the ending, I like throughout the movie, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then the ending is what kind of made it. I was like, yeah, I love this. Mm,
and aesthetic.
Yeah. It's like love neon.
Yeah. It's like Joshua Tree. It's like a majority of the movie takes place in Joshua Tree,
which is such a good place for this movie.
Yeah. It's just so good. And I think everybody
needs to rewatch it.
Yeah. I rewatch it a lot.
We've been talking about it like so much recently that I'm like, I need to rewatch it. Mm-hmm. I need it in my brain again.
It's that bitch.
It is.
And like thinking about Aubrey Plaza and Elizabeth Olsen now, like the star power they both have, because I feel like when it came out, like, the only people that knew Aubrey Plaza was like Parks and Rec, and the only people that knew Elizabeth Olsen was like,
was she Marvel? I don't think she was in Marvel yet.
It was like when they were not doing her justice.
They weren't.
So I would say watch it, especially if you liked WandaVision, especially if you have a crush on Elizabeth Olsen and Aubrey Plaza. Like, there are gay undertones.
There are. If you like Jennifer's Body, watching Ingrid Goes West. I know they're not a horror movie. Like, it's not the same kind of genre.
If you don't like horror, you don't like the gore of Jennifer's Body.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like me. I don't love gore. Ingrid Goes West.
It's like about obsession and like...
Yeah, like female... Like teetering the line between like obsession and like stalking. Like admiration and like stalking.
Obsession, yeah.
Yeah. So, and especially like as a fangirl... Like,
oh my God. Stan told him to watch this movie.
Stan culture. Yeah. If you also think Stan culture, I just watched the movie.
Yeah, just watch the movie.
Just straight up, like, no matter what, watch the movie.
Yeah. This one I actually had a really hard time with because favorite non-Disney animated movie. I was like, oh my God, that is.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of animation.
I think in the tag it was like animated movie, but I was like, I think we should make it non-Disney. Non-Disney.
That was good because I know the basic, like, the first gut reaction to go to this is like anime movies. Mm-hmm. I've only seen Spirited Away during film class and I fell asleep. I am so sorry to all the film people.
I feel like, you need to be
awake. I know it's an objectively good movie.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, so I cannot talk about it because I don't know what happened. I just remember the pretty colors and that's literally
funny that you like automatically thought of anime movies.
Because like I didn't know what else. However, the movie I picked is Despicable Me. Because I love this movie and I have no shame about it. Like, I love that the Minions are like a brilliant, like, mark, like, from a marketing standpoint, like, that's so smart. They make so much money from the Minions.
Pharrell
made the soundtrack.
It's so, like, Despicable Me, like, the song.
Yeah.
It stands alone.
I tear up on the ride. What other ride can say that? I don't think I tear up on any other.
On the ride?
Yes, it's so sad because the girls thought that Gru forgot their birthday. Oh my God, me tearing up right now. They thought that Gru forgot their birthday.
The only thing I remember is like the Minions running around.
No, I've been on this ride so many times. One of my favorite. Every time.
You're literally tearing up.
Yeah, because it's so sad. So the girls think that Gru forgot their birthday and she makes him a little like mini Gru. And then but the whole point of the ride is that Gru is telling the Minions to keep them from finding out about the surprise birthday party.
Oh yeah, that's cute. Universal knows how to do a little cute little ride. Like even like the new one, the Secret Life of Pets.
I'll probably
cry
on that one too.
Yeah, I haven't been on it yet, but like this, the fact that like it's like adoption and like you adopt on job, guys.
And that they put like same-sex couples. Mm-hmm. Oh my, yeah, I'm not gonna be okay on that ride.
So cute. Yeah, I'm tearing up.
Don't
cry
during Jurassic Park though.
Yeah. Or, like, well, the lower lot is like the male, like no tears, only action. Like that's the lower lot.
Yeah, us turning to the theme park podcast. Okay, what movie did you pick? I love this movie.
I picked again two, Lego Batman.
Oh.
so good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily love Batman as a character, and this movie made me like him a lot more.
He's like a himbo.
Yeah.
This is Himbo Batman.
Yes. Yes, so. It is Himbo Batman. And also, like, the song that Joe Jonas did for it is so good. It's like his old band, the Cake by the DNCE. The song, have you ever heard it? Oh my god, I have to play it for you. It's literally like, it's such a good song.
Is it about Batman or is it just a song?
They wrote it for Batman. Oh, I don't know if it's about it. It's like after, in the beginning of the movie, after he like does like the opening, like saving the city scene.
Oh my god, I don't think I've seen this movie.
Oh my god.
I think I've only seen the Lego movie. And that's what I was thinking of right now.
You need to watch Lego Batman. It is so good. Okay. And like, I like how they did the Joker character in this. It's Zach Galifianakis who voices it too. I love him. He's so funny. I love that movie, and it's genuinely such a good movie. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I just have a good time every time.
Yeah.
That I watch it.
The Lego movies are actually really, really good.
Mm-hmm. The original Lego movie, I was not expecting that plot twist at the end. Like, what Will Ferrell, like, it was actually like a story about like a son and.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. I was like, oh my god, I'm crying. I was
like, the Lego movie.
Yeah, but the Lego Batman movie is just a good time, and I really like it.
I want the Lego Cinematic Universe because they literally have every property. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So. Oh my god, it's so good.
It's like the Wreck-It Ralph 2. Oh my. Oh, that's Disney. Never mind.
Surf's Up. I just love a mockumentary. And I was also like during, I think it was like after Happy Feet. So like, I think when I was younger, I had like a penguin obsession.
You're wearing your penguin face.
Yeah. I went through my penguin face. Like literally, I think, yeah, I had the plushie from Happy Feet because of Build-A-Bear and I left it at the Great Wolf Lodge and I was crying because I couldn't find it. But Surf's Up came out at that time that I lost it. So I got a Surf's Up one. And I was deeply attached to that one. And I just think, like, when I was younger, I didn't really get the jokes. And I like movies that, like, you can watch when you're younger and the kids will like it because it's, like, penguins that are talking and, like, surfing. But then when you're older, you're like, oh, like, I can get behind some of these jokes. You're like, oh, they wrote it for, like, the parents as well.
Yeah.
So.
I need to rewatch it. When I was a kid, I didn't like it. But I don't think
really?
I understood.
I think it's, like, the type of animation is just kind of, like, more rough.
I think I just didn't like the fact that they were surfing.
Another one, Madagascar.
Oh, Madagascar.
Oh, so good. My gosh. Such a good movie.
Where's Madagascar from? DreamWorks?
I think so.
Oh God, so Universal also has Madagascar, and I feel like it has much more cultural impact than Kung Fu
Maybe
Panda.
Just for like people our age, but those rides are for like kids now.
They should just do a DreamWorks ride.
That's what people were saying. I literally am on theme park like YouTube.
And
they were
like
they were like talking about how like why Kung Fu Panda, and they're like they could have done like a rotating like thing, like instead of like theming it just like one specific one, they could have had like, you know how like in Disney they have that like random theater where they can
there's like four character meet and greets and they're all like random characters.
Yes. Yeah. And then on the inside there's like a theater, so they'll do like previews for like movie theaters.
Yeah.
They could just do like a DreamWorks like lobby and like just have like theming from like everything, and then just do like a rotating theater.
That
and then also
fun.
That would like be good for pass holders, and you know,
because also
theme parks
like,
hire me.
Yeah. I oh my god, if I like was gonna read what do you even study to work in a theme park?
Business management.
Like I want to be an Imagineer. I would love to do that.
Oh, I think you have to be an engineer.
Oh also. Never mind, I don't care, whatever. I'll just give you guys ideas. Just listen to this podcast.
The next one is movies that sound overrated but is worth the watch. I think we can agree on the first one, so I'm going to say this one.
This one is so
Singing in the Rain.
Oh, my God.
Because you said it earlier, so I just wanted to mention it again. Like, it's genuinely a good time.
It's so good, guys.
But I just wanted to, like, reiterate that
one. That's a good
one
because it's so... Oh, my God, I'm changing my answer. Because the one I had, it's so stupid. Yeah, I think Singing in the Rain, like, I didn't want to watch it just because it's so famous.
Yeah, it was like one of those ones that like you have to like everyone's like, oh, it's so good, and you're like, can it actually be that good? Yep.
It's not at all what you're expecting. Genuinely, I didn't know what the plot of it was at all. Like,
just everyone's ominously like, it's such a good movie.
But no one ever explains it.
Yeah.
But it's like, genuinely go watch it. Debbie Reynolds. I love Debbie Reynolds, and she's in this movie. And
the dancing. Yeah. I will never get over that. And it is burned into my mind.
So incredible.
But yeah, I just wanted to mention that for both of us because I remember us like having a very
positive.
Do you
have another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Fight Club. So.
Oh.
Because I think you should watch. It's like a twice watch movie. You should watch it. Like,
watch it to understand it.
Watch it. Yeah. The first time, no thoughts. Just head empty watching it. But then watch it again with the lens of toxic masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
And especially because the plot twist in the movie, I mean, if you know, you know. The plot twist in the movie, I feel like
a lot of people don't actually know it, though.
No, they don't. So I don't want to, like, spoil it.
It's like the Star Wars plot twist.
Yeah, yeah. The plot twist, like, I feel like if you watched it with the lens of toxic masculinity, like, beforehand, like, on the forefront of your mind, it kind of, like, ruins it, I think.
Yeah.
So I think just enjoying it, like, separately and then watching it again with, and you're like,
oh, something clicks when you watch
it. And also it's a good rewatch because of the plot twist, and you're like, they do a really good job of, like, planting things, because, you know, sometimes, like, movies they have plot twists and you're like, where the fuck did that come from? But when you watch this one back, you're like, oh my god, how did I not realize that before? So that's why I picked Fight Club.
I didn't like this one the first time I watched it. But I also didn't know what it was about.
Fight Club when I first watched it.
But I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I don't think I got it.
I think it's that movie and, like, 500 Days of Summer are, like, two movies that people, like, just the idea of what it's actually supposed to be commenting about goes right over people's heads.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
So my original answer was Parasite because I felt like a lot of people were like, oh my god, it's so good. So to the point that people got sick of it.
That's still valid, though.
Yeah. But I'm actually changing mine, and I'm going to say The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
I love this movie, and I honestly could also put this one for a movie you could watch 100 times. I just love this world. I think it's so fun. I love the songs. I just love it.
I'm surprised that hasn't had a reboot recently.
I think they wouldn't dare. Really? But we're getting Wicked, though, so.
Okay, yeah.
I genuinely think they wouldn't dare, because, like, it was the first color movie. Like, that's wild. And the way they did it with, like,
give it another, like, 20 years, they might.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have done, like, a bunch. They did Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just,
I honestly
like
that movie.
I meant just, like, straight up Wizard of Oz. Like, we do get a lot of spinoffs because there are, like, a lot of interesting characters. But I mean, like, we are with Dorothy in Kansas and we go through the fucking tornado.
Honestly, I would be down.
I would be down, too.
But it would have to be, like,
it would have to be done well and respectfully.
And I think that, like, okay, so, like, the first one.
And not, like, commercialized.
Yeah, like, the first one was groundbreaking because, like, it, like, changed film permanently. I think, like, maybe, like, an experimental Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, maybe we shouldn't because it's just going to be commercialized and, like, the initial, like, what's it called? Not lore, but, like, initial importance of it is it's not going to land in, like, a modern
maybe
version.
Like A24 Wizard of Oz. Not the studio, though. Like,
yeah, I just think about, like, how they would, like, girl bossify it and, like, social justice it, but, like, it misses the mark because it's not genuine.
That does make sense.
Because I think studios need to stop doing that because it just, like, forcing upon that. Like, if it's not natural within the story, if you're trying to, like, really force it, it's not gonna land. You know, we love a girl boss, but, like, stop trying to force it if it's not meant to be girl boss.
I don't think that was,
because I think they could, like, definitely make, because Dorothy is, like, naive, that's, like, a real thing, but I could totally see that they would girl bossify her.
Maybe not. You're right. In 20 years, let's do it again. But yeah, so watch The Wizard of Oz and Singing in the Rain. Movie you could watch again for the first time. Okay, I understood this as in movie you could watch again for the first time in theaters, which
I
don't know.
Yeah, I was just like, if I could go back into time, like, I'd be watching it with the mindset that I had when I originally watched it.
Okay. Like, experience that again.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So which one did you pick?
I picked the High School Musical movies.
Oh my god, yeah.
Especially the third one
in theaters.
Yes. Yeah. Especially the third one. I remember the third one. Fun. I went to, but this is before, like, recliner seats were a thing. And we had, like, this one movie theater and they had rolly chairs and you would get food delivered to you before the movie and you would sit in rolly chairs.
Wait, what do you
like
mean?
Like office chairs. Yeah.
They would spin. What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, they were just like,
what
it was like,
was this?
It was in Virginia.
Were like actual just office chairs?
Yes, it was like, but it was like on a table. Like, they had like tiered seating, but it was like a long table.
That's literally wild.
It's so weird to think about it. Like, in hindsight, but at the time it was like groundbreaking.
That no, but I would still do that right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds
yeah.
so fun.
But now I looked it up because I was talking about it with my mom. I was like, "Do you remember that?" And like we looked it up, and now the recliner seats. So it oh. makes sense. But I thought it was such a and like I just have a. I can't describe the smell of that theater, but like I deeply remember okay. that well, smell. It, like it was like super nostalgic. No, because they had like chicken tenders and like
dirty carpet and greasy food.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But like it was like in the most endearing way possible.
I feel like Regal. Like the not
yeah, all but it Regals. Wasn't popcorn forward. It was more like chicken tenders forward, chicken okay. tenders barbecue sauce forward. But maybe that's because that's what I would eat every time I was there. So that and also I remember High School Musical 2 because the first one I remember the first one blew my mind. And then the second one, yeah. like it was like you could like have a watch party for it. Mm. I remember we had a watch party at my friend's house and we had a pool party.
Oh,
like
so
it was just like it was. Why don't people do that anymore? Like. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's so fun. Like it when is. You're in elementary school and like you want, like I guess you could do it for Netflix nowadays. Like,
yeah, like
kissing booth.
That's what my friends did. They did. They had a kissing booth like view party on Netflix, but it's not the same.
No, it's like, but like there was like themed snacks yeah. and like goodie bags and.
The last time theming. I did that was.
Oh my I'm gonna God. Do that for my kids, because yeah. it was such a fun part.
I definitely did it for something recently, but I don't remember what. But it wasn't that crazy. But yeah, I feel like we need those. Bring those back.
Yeah.
I feel like TikTok is maybe bringing them back. With like how people were like,
yeah,
this
it's
is
in,
their sign
in a different
to,
way. Yeah, yeah. Like dressing up as different Harry Styles or like.
That's fun. I love
A24 that. Movies. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm glad we understood this question the same way.
Maybe that because it's like people our age are doing those parties. So maybe everyone's just searching for that nostalgia factor maybe. Again. We do love a theme party. Gen Z.
Yeah, we do.
We live for a theme.
So mine also, it's again. Like because of the experience, and I picked Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Oh,
because
I like how we both picked franchises.
Oh yeah, because they're just the most fun to watch because of
the
history.
Fanfare. Yeah. And like I think when we went to movies, like it was so different than how movies are nowadays.
Yeah.
Like
the midnight,
I hate to be like a movie purist, but like watching movies in theaters is such a different experience.
It is
watching it.
Yeah, I don't even think you need to be a film major to like.
No.
Agree with that. It's just yeah. complete. It's insane. It's so much fun. And like I will absolutely. And now that I know that like movie theaters, like at first, like years ago, I didn't know that movie theaters don't get the money from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so like
that's
now
that's why concessions are so expensive.
I have no problem paying $12 for a bottle because I'm like I will.
I'm like,
keep this
what
place
a
in
steal.
Business. Yeah. I'm like, you need to stay here because if theaters go away, I don't know how I would.
Yeah, like I remember cope. The movie theater I worked at. It was like $14, and it's reclining seats, guys. Like, and yeah. it, like. I think that's a good price.
But also it's like
24, however, a
yeah,
bit pushing it.
They're often insane, but there's also like the little meals where it's like the kids one for like $7. Mm. It's like a little bit of popcorn and a little soda and like some yeah. gummies. Even that is like fun. Anyways, so I picked the Breaking Dawn Part 2 because it was the last one in the Twilight series. My mom had dragged me to every single one of these midnight screenings, like my whole family, my entire family to watch these movies at midnight. We would line up at the AMC like maybe at like 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And like get chairs like
god awful
it was
early.
An event and like not only that but like all my friends' moms were there so like I would just hang out with my friends while all the moms were talking and like the dads were talking and we would just run around the little
yeah the outdoor mall
the outdoor
we would,
mall
like, chill in like Barnes and Noble if you needed to like
yes.
have air conditioning
and then when you went
god,
inside
people are not going to experience that anymore because
no,
now you can pick seats.
I hate that it's like 7 p.m
like I like
too.
The convenience of picking seats but like the like bonding experience
also the rush
have.
The running to get the good mm-hmm. seats insane ugh. Like during the Hunger Games I remember we would tell my brother because he was the fastest and he was just little we'd be like running at the seats and lay across them and
mm-hmm.
he would do that oh my god that's so fun and then yeah, for Breaking Dawn Part 2, it was like the last Twilight movie. So everyone was super excited. Everyone was wearing their merch. And that one scene, the fight scene.
Oh.
That wasn't in the books.
Yeah.
I genuinely, that reaction was almost like the Endgame reactions. Like, insane.
It definitely is.
Because I remember I was so shook. I think my little brain was so, could not handle what was going on. And just like when the Volturi, I forgot his name, when he holds up the dad's head.
Yeah. poor Carlisle.
I could not believe my eyes. Everyone was screaming like it
yeah.
was insane. And it was opening night. It was like the first time anyone had ever seen this. It wasn't. And also like Twitter and social media wasn't a thing yet. So like there was no way for it to be leaked. Because, like, now, like, you could see, I see leaks all the time for everything.
Yeah. Like, I can't go on Twitter if I really want to, like, truly go in.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I don't really go on Twitter anyways anymore, but...
Yeah. But, like, even social... Like, sometimes on Instagram. Like, Entertainment Weekly. Like, when my brother went... They were watching The Bachelor, and, like, he went on Instagram for 2 seconds, and the first picture was, like, who won, or, like, whatever happened at the end of The Bachelor. He was so mad. And I was like, that's why I don't go on social media
when there's... Your brother was so mad?
Yeah, he was so upset. My brother's a Bachelor stan. Anyway, so, yeah. I'm just really... I wish the big premieres would like that again. Because, like, Endgame was exciting, but it didn't feel the same.
Yeah.
And I don't think we'll ever... Because of how theaters have changed so much, I don't think we'll get this experience ever again.
No.
Maybe in a different
way.
That's
so sad.
That is sad. Anyways, the last one we have is movie no one can convince you to watch.
I just saw yours, so just say it.
Okay. Mine is Pulp Fiction. I don't care. Guys, I'm so sorry. Like, I've tried to watch this movie so many times. I've seen other Quentin Tarantino stuff, and I like them. I cannot watch Pulp Fiction. Honestly, I'm okay with going to the grave not watching Pulp Fiction.
That's fine.
Yeah, and
I feel like, especially because, like, you're in, like, the film world, film bros have totally just ruined
and
it.
Like, every time someone tells me to watch it, I'm like, and, like, I've tried, genuinely, it's on my, like, my Netflix or whatever movie, whatever.
It took me probably like 2 or 3 times to, like, fully get through it.
It's like a third, or not even a third, it's like maybe 20 minutes in,
and I think can't. Maybe if you've never watched a Tarantino movie, like, you could watch it. But if you've watched, like, another Tarantino movie and try to go back, it's kind of like, it's not the same.
I just don't think I could ever watch it.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like a lot of people would agree with you.
Probably.
Yeah. Mine is The Notebook. I've never watched The Notebook. Either.
I've seen parts of it, but.
Yeah, right. It's like one of those ones that's like, when it comes on the TV and, like, no, because I'm just like. I it's weird though, because whenever it's like one of those movies that can always come on cable, right? And you know, like when you're like waiting for your parents to get ready, it's just like what you put on or whatever. And I feel like I've seen the same 2 or 3 scenes over and over again, and I'm just like, I don't care enough to watch the whole thing. And I think there's hot take, I think there's a lot more romantic movies that are better. Sorry. I don't. I feel like that's like a really hot take, but I feel no emotion behind those words.
That's so funny. We picked really.
My friends were like, they literally hate that I don't want to watch it. I'm like, I just don't like. Every time they like try to get me to watch it, I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I much would rather watch something else.
Me with
because okay. I feel like it's so plain. Like, yeah. I need a little drama.
It's like white bread.
I need a little like scenery. Like, I need it to be in New York or something. Like, I.
They're whatever. Like in the country. It's like a glorified Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Hate to break it to y'all, but I feel like it's just too late. Like, it's how I feel about like Harry Potter. Like, I feel like I missed the train, and like I just have to like deal with that.
I think you'll still watch them all one day. So I don't know what's it. You're gonna end up with someone who like loves Harry Potter, and they're gonna force you to marathon them. I feel it in my bones.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I don't have, like, any strong feelings about, like, not... I feel like just a Notebook, I've already been in the situation where people, like, try to force me to watch it. And I just, like, I'm like, I genuinely don't. But, like, if it was, like, my partner that, like, I like a lot or love, perhaps, and it really meant that much to them, I feel like I would.
They're, like, a Potterhead.
Yeah, maybe.
I genuinely think you'd like them. And you just don't care. That's the funniest
part. Yeah, exactly. I just feel like it's so much time.
It is.
Yeah, it's just like a time investment. And it's like, if it's like, again, like something my partner wanted to like really want me to experience, like, sure.
The only way that Kim is ever going to watch these movies. That's so funny. Anyways, guys, that was our episode. This was so fun. We needed
a refresher. I think we should do this like every other month or something.
Yeah, I agree, because sometimes it just gets draining to critically think.
Yeah, like making the outlines like is just it's like a lot.
Yeah.
So this is good.
Like I love doing it, but I'm saying like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We need a break sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. And so this was fun. Like I feel like we don't want to get burnout.
Yeah. That's literally what I was like, Kim, please, can we do a solo episode?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, fine.
Anyways, that's all for today. Follow us on our Instagram at our.hollywood. Follow us on our
YouTube. The way this is still a super long episode.
Yeah. We literally don't know how to shut up.
It was fun, though.
Yeah. I think it was, this one, it feels like an easy listen.
I'm going to really enjoy listening back to this on the drive.
Yeah, especially because the audio is clear.
Yeah.
And it's not on Zoom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, follow us on our YouTube channels at Our Hollywood. What else do we have to plug?
We need to get better uploading on TikTok. Wait,
when this
stuff
comes out, your thing is already going to.
Oh, okay. Well, my new podcast comes out this week. I'm launching it on the 19th, so you can have a besties and miscommunicated double feature back-to-back days.
Okay.
So I'm going to upload every Thursday. Okay. August 19th, Miscommunicated is going to come out. It's basically just like an open diary is what I feel like it is.
Okay.
Just kind of like a reflection and like just kind of checking in with myself, because like I feel like I don't really care like about like having my business out in the open because like
I think where's this going,
like I feel like it's a good learning experience for other people.
Yeah, same with me.
So and I'm more than okay being corrected and whatever, because my personality changes yearly, annually.
Yeah, same.
So I think it also would be really good to like look back, like to have like a place where like I can like listen to myself and be like, oh my god, I was in such a different headspace.
Yeah.
Then so
anyways, so now we have three podcasts in the Our Hollywood so cinematic universe.
Oh my god, yeah. Us inspiring ourselves.
Actually, no, but there's like a lot, because I feel like so many people that have been on the podcast have started their own.
Mm-hmm.
So there literally is an Our Hollywood cinematic universe. Or I guess audio universe. I don't know. How does that work?
Yeah, audio universe. I kinda like that. Okay.
Okay, bye guys. See you next week.